Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to another episode of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. My name is Fabiola Giordani, and today I want to share with you what you could be doing after you've had a failed launch. Womp, womp, womp. I know. No one wants to have a failed launch, but if you are here and you're listening to this episode, you may have experienced a failed launch or you want to avoid having a failed launch. Either way, welcome. Let's talk about it. So I want to share with you a quick story about my first ever launch called Launch Zero. There's a reason why I call it Launch Zero. It's like Patient Zero, because I don't want to claim it as my first launch. It was just a freaking nightmare. So in this launch, I did everything that you can possibly think of. First of all, I packaged my program to offer the galaxy, the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the corner store, the kitchen sink. I totally underpriced my program. I half-assed my marketing, but also did everything under the sun to market. Let me explain. Have you ever tried that spaghetti on the wall method where you're like, okay, I'm going to send emails, but no one responded to that one email, so I'm going to stop. I'm going to post here and it didn't work. I'm going to stop. I'm going to do that and I'm going to stop. That was me. It was like not super clear. There was no real strategy. I was just throwing spaghetti on the wall, hoping it'd stick. So long story short, I even held discovery calls, actually. Let me mention that. So it was super low price. It was a stuffed burrito program. I just put everything I ever knew in there. I was like, yeah, everyone's going to need this. And yeah, it's going to totally sell out because guess what? It's so underpriced. Why not? And this was before I knew better. And so I put it out there. I had a few discovery calls. I had a few no's. And the one yes that I did get, she was so excited. She's like, I'm totally going to do it. And a few days passed, she emailed me, I'm not going to go with this. I found another coach. And I emailed her because I'm not one to shy away from feedback. I'm like, hey, no worries. Thank you for letting me know. But may I ask why you didn't want to join? Well, she shared with me her thoughts. Number one, my program was offering way too much. And it was exciting, but also overwhelming. Number two, she was like, listen, this sounds great, but you're charging so little. I didn't even know if it was worth it. Like, would I get results? Those were the top three things I can remember. She shared some other things, but I took that feedback. I worked on it. And of course, I relaunched, but not right away. I launched about 8 or 9 months after that. And I had my first 23K launch in 15 days. Okay. And I'll probably do another episode about that particular launch. But that launch, the first launch, Launch Zero, failed miserably. But one thing that I did, it taught me so much, though. So I'm going to share with you, it looks like 6 things that you need to be doing if you've had a failed launch or you should be doing to avoid a failed launch, okay? So you had your launch. It didn't go well. The first thing I want you to do is do a debrief. You need to find out why your last launch wasn't successful. So for me with Launch Zero, the reason why it wasn't successful is because one, my program was, it wasn't niched enough. It was just like, I was trying to do the most. I was trying to offer everything. I was like, I know all this stuff. So everyone else should probably want to know this. And it wasn't like, it didn't showcase my expertise. You know what I mean? I was just like, here's everything I've ever learned in my life. There you go on a platter, not buy it. Right. Versus some people are looking for experts, right? They're looking for someone who to solve a specific problem. And so the goal here is to niche down to something that your audience really wants and that you're really passionate about delivering. Also, I was not passionate about delivering this. I literally put it together because I'm like, I need to put myself out there. I need a course and I'm tired of, at the time I was at my 9-to-5, by the way. So I'm like, I don't want to have to work with a ton of one-on-one clients. Let me just do this, right? I wasn't an expert in what I was teaching also. So I'm just going to be clear. I was good at it, but I wasn't really an expert. Okay. I'm just going to say it. Right. And so to me, I thought, okay, I'm going to put everything together. Cause if I was an expert, I would niche down. So define, like, debrief, get clear about what didn't work. The other thing that didn't work in my launch is I was literally trying every strategy that I've ever seen in the marketplace. I was trying to do the guru launch and it didn't work out for me. Right. And so I got clear on the strategies that did work. What worked for me to get those discovery calls, right? And I made a note of that. Even though they were no's, I still got them. And so that was a win in that checkbox, okay? And, you know, I checked, like, engagement versus sales. Obviously, I didn't make any sales for this launch, but I got really clear on, like, what did work and what didn't work and what I don't want to ever do again because it didn't feel good. Okay. So that's important to note as well. It's not just, oh, check, I made money here. But if you made money this strategy, but you hated every minute of executing it and you never want to do it again, it's definitely not going to work for you, right? Whether it's you or maybe you might have to hire someone to do it. Either way, get clear about what that is. Step two after your debrief is get clear on your launch strategy, right? Spaghetti on the wall method does not work. It actually leaves you depleted, it leaves you angry, and it may leave you broke, okay? Because what you're basically doing is, let's say you try strategy A, and you don't give it enough time to actually, for you to see results with it, you won't know if it works. And so you go to strategy B because, like, oh, I have a backup. But if you have a clear step-by-step launch plan and you know exactly what you're going to be executing and you know when you're going to be doing it and why you're doing it, it's going to make your life a lot easier. A lot of us don't have a plan when we go into launching. We just throw things out there and we're like, well, that didn't work, so I'm going to try this, right? And so having a clear plan, knowing that I'm going to send email, I'm going to do email marketing as part of my launch. I'm going to run Facebook ads. I'm going to do a webinar, whatever this, you don't have to do all of it at once, but you know, whatever that is, you need to be clear and you need to know exactly when you're going to do it and how long you're going to do it for so you can see actual results. Okay. The third thing I want you to do is get clear on what your launch archetype is. So I teach this concept about launch archetypes. So essentially there are four launch archetypes, and I'm probably going to do a different episode diving into what they are. But the first one is a silent launch. The second one is a powerhouse launch, which is the one that's most modeled. And that one has a micro launch and a macro launch level. Then the evergreen launch, and of course the high-end launch. So you have to know where your offer lands and also where you land in that, right? Because you may want to impact more people, reach more people, make more sales, but you don't want to have a super loud, big launch, right? You might want to have a silent launch. You might want to have a high-end launch. So that's important for you to know, okay? Number four, you need to show up consistently, especially when you're not launching, to build trust. So one thing that I notice when people have a bad launch is that they're like, they retreat, right? They hide, they get quiet, all right? And that doesn't really serve you and doesn't serve your audience. So let's say you're launched and you've brought in, let's say, 100 to 200 new people on your list. Yes, they went through your launch funnel with you, but the reality is those people still need to be nurtured, and they can be people that will be ready to buy the next time you open your cart. So it's important for you to show up for them. Create a schedule, get consistent with your email marketing and your connections, and do the work, because that's going to help you with your next launch, okay? Number five is focus on growing your audience as well. So while you're not launching, what are some of the ways that you can build your email list and build your audience while you're not launching, right? That's important for you to know and do, because oftentimes we rely on the launch marketing to bring in the new leads, and it doesn't really bring the numbers that we want, and then we get frustrated. So while you're not actually, you know, doing your launch, if you can bring in new leads every day, every week, which you should be doing, that's going to be beneficial for when you do relaunch your offer. And lastly, relaunch and show up powerfully and sell. It's important for us to show up and sell. A lot of us, like for launch zero, I didn't really sell. I'm going to be honest with myself. I wasn't really selling. Okay. I was just trying things, hoping that it worked. You know, because I've had clients before, I was like, okay, well, I sold to clients. I made sales. You know, this should be easy. And the reality is it wasn't, because of all the other things that I shared, but also because I really wasn't showing up powerfully. I wasn't really selling. Because, like I said, I was trying to do the most. But it's important for you to relaunch, right? Here's the thing. Online marketing has, or the online world has taught us that, you know, you put it out there, you make six figures, and boom, it's instant for you. And the reality is most of those launches have been scaled. Your launches will be scaled over time. So don't feel bad if your first launch, your goal was, let's say, 50 students, and you got 5 students. Love on them, appreciate them, and keep going, because every launch is not created equal. And the more that you do it, the better you're going to get at it. Okay. So that is the lesson for today. I hope you are, if you are in that space where you had a failed launch, do not feel bad. This is actually good. You're going to get so many valuable lessons that you can turn around into a success story the next time you launch. So I appreciate you listening to today's episode. If you like this episode, feel free to share it with a friend. And of course, leave me a comment. Let me know how you felt about it. You know, rate this podcast. It helps people know whether or not they should tune in to the podcast. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And I hope this was helpful for you. Now go out there and implement. The first thing you need to do is that launch debrief and get really clear about what worked and what didn't work in this last launch and what you're going to do about it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye, gorgeous.